Today's lectionary includes a selection from Psalm 116. And so I invite you, if you'd like, to repeat the response as we go along. And the response is this: I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. To you will I offer sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. So here's a bit of an odd line from today's psalm. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. Every time I see this verse, I think, really? Precious? What kind of song is this? And more importantly, what kind of God does it describe? I look around at alternate translations and they only add to the confusion. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. Costly in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his holy ones. Dear in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his devoted. I'm telling you, nothing really satisfies me. And I don't know about you, but when I stumble over a word like this, precious, I get stuck. And it's hard for me to think about the big picture of the psalm and the God it addresses. The answer, of course, is not to be teased out in a word search. But we can gain some insight if we try a different kind of search, looking through the lens of this particular psalmist, someone who has survived danger and near death and returned full of praise to fulfill his vows to God. This outsider looking in view gives me a broader perspective, so I'd like to share an alternative look. A few years ago, when my dad had lung cancer, he was still pretty young, but he lived only 6 months after his diagnosis, and during that time, we spoke on the phone every day because we lived 800 miles apart and we couldn't be together. My dad did not want to die, and we had some amazing conversations. But at one point, it was clear that he was failing. So my husband and I traveled one last time to see him and to say goodbye. By the time we got there, Dad had slipped into a coma, and I'll never forget the sound of his breath in his throat. Each in-breath, so labored. Until finally, the labor stopped, and there was an exhalation followed by silence. It was one of those times that I was powerfully grateful to have been present for something that I never want to repeat. The moment was anguished and graced. Costly and precious and dear. That's it. Dear friends, the poet of Psalm 166 escapes, but only temporarily. And we too experience death in all of its urgency and pain. Death of a loved one. Death of a marriage or a friendship. Death of a dream. Our own death. But we Christians believe that death is not the end. That Christ, born, crucified, died, raised, with us now and still to come, has taken everything about death and completely upended it, transforming it into life. We too are called and gifted to transform death to life in our relationships, in our interactions at work and at home and at school, in our social media posts, in our political discourse, in our treatment of God's good creation. That's the cup of salvation, and that's the kind of God this psalm describes.